big beat keeps you rocking in your seat.
Oh, oh, the big beat, baby.
Yeah, the big beat keeps you rocking in your sleep.
Oh, oh, the big beat, baby.
Well, you clap your hands and then you stomp your feet. You got to move when you hear that beat. The big beat keeps you rocking in your seat.
Oh, oh, the big beat, baby.
Old grandpa just make 80 years old. Oh, man, it's crazy about this rockin' and roll. Big beat gets in your soul. It makes you jump and then it makes you roll. Old Grandpa Hall just make 80 years old.
Oh, oh, big beat, baby.
Big Lake Joe, he threw his crutch away. The big beat makes you act this way. Well, come on, gang, let's swing and sway. The big beat makes you act this way. Big Leg Joey, he threw his crutch away.
Oh, oh, big beat, baby.
From April 1966 out of Chicago on the CJ label and Sweet Rockin' Mama. Tonight's show is going to be for all you Sweet Rockin' Mamas and you Sweet Rockin' Grandmamas too, as you'll see a little bit later on. My name is Lou Rollo and you're listening to the Big Beat Show. Welcome to the February 21st, 08 edition of the Big Beat Show. I got some great stuff for you tonight. Single artist with no group credited and some collector's items and some things you may know and things you may not know. And we'll start off the first set with a real collector's item for you collectors and historians. I think many of you know the group The Crows from New York City and probably familiar with most of their work. And I think many of you also know that they backed up an artist called Viola Watkins on the G label. And that's pretty well known. But did you also know that G number 9, 1954, The Crows backed up a gentleman called Eddie Tex Curtis, and we're going to hear it right now. It's called Shake, Pretty Baby, Shake, right here on the Big Beat Show.
Shake, pretty baby, shake, shake, pretty baby, shake. Shake, pretty baby, shake. Shake, pretty baby, shake. Shake, pretty baby. That's the way I like it.
That's the way we like it.
Well, shake, shake, shake. Pretty baby, 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 shake, pretty baby. That's the way I like it.
That's the way we like it.
Baby, shake it.
Cuddle up with Carolyn. You up and ding dong. sleep at night, I just dream of you. I long to hold and squeeze you tight.
For all you cha-chaers right there, that's Cuddle Up with Carolyn by the Fascinators on King Records from March 1958. Carolyn's not here yet, so I'm not cuddling up with her or anybody else for that matter. And before that, we heard, what else did we hear? Oh yeah, Little Joe and the Thrillers, originally came out on 20th Century label in March 1961. The great Little Joe and the Thrillers, and nice version of Sentimental Reasons, and it was Eddie Tex Curtis G, number 9, backed up by the uncredited Crows, and Shake, Pretty Baby Shake. Well, I'll slow it down a little bit. For the next record, we're going to go out to California, this one, and actually a different type of song, too, completely different. This came out in 1955 on the Real label, Jules Savoy and the Chromatics. This is something I've never played here before. This is called Give Me the Will.
Because I feel a burning and
That's really nice, I think. That's Mercury 71253, issued February 1958. The lady's name was Dorita Clark. Backed up, uncredited, by the Madison Brothers, most likely. Dorita Clark, and You Mean So Much to Me. And it was Give Me the Will by Jules Savoy and the Chromatics on the Real record label 1955. And coming up next in the next three records set for all you grannies and grampies out there, I'm going to do three for you. Ready? The first one came out on the Post label, California, November 1962, and the group was called the Collegians. Now, obviously, it's not the New York Collegians, but that's what they were called. And it's called Grandma Told Me So. And right after that, we'll go back, it was 1962, we'll go back to 1952 on Federal Records. Lil Greenwood, a regular here on the Big Beat Show. We will hear Grandpa Can Boogie Too. And then we'll hear something by the Midnighters. Okay, so here's the Collegians with Grandma Told Me So.
When Grandpa was young and in his prime, wasn't fast, always took his time, I know. Grandma told me so. Now Grandpa is old, lover still, don't shoot kills to climb a hill, I know. My grandma told me so.
Grandma said,
loving to sink a ship, I know. My grandma told me so. They blame teenagers for things that do. Grandpa said they used to do them too, I know. My grandma told me so. Grandpa said they used to hug and kiss. Did the dance. Call a twist, I know. My grandma told me so.
grandma said,
he said
spread his back. He and the boys used to rack him back, I know. Grandma told me so. My grandma. Grandma told me so.
He's been stealing men's wives.
We found out.
He's been ruining their lives.
We found out.
Grandpa's on the ball.
We found out.
Yes, yeah. And that ain't all. We found out that Grandpa can boogie too. Gramps grabbed a chick. He landed in jail. He may be old, but he ain't too old to wait, cause he was rocking somebody called the law. We were right there to see it, but we can't tell you what we saw.
We'll be right back.
kitchen talking like a jitterbug. She went switching through the kitchen talking like a jitterbug.
I gotta sit back and take a rest after that set. Whew, yeah, the Midnighters on Federal, 1956. Unbelievable recording. Rock, Granny Roll. And it was Lil Greenwood and the Four Jacks on Federal from 1952. Grandpa Can Boogie Too. And on Post Label, November 1962, from the West Coast Collegians gave us Grandma Told Me So. All right. I used to be on the video crew, I think many of you know that, at UGHA, and I have a lot of videotapes of the shows, and particularly of the rehearsals. And Ronnie and I talked about this many years ago, about playing some of that stuff on the show, and I don't think I've played more than two of those cuts in the last 15 years. But I'm working on getting them onto CD so I can bring them up here, and I think in the next few months you're really going to be delighted and happy. Let's go to a 45 RPM, something written by Banks and McGowan, so I guess that's two members of the Four Fellows, huh? Billy Marsh, an unnamed, uncredited group on Arrow Records, 1957. This is Run and Tell.
My darling, run and tell.
Where angels meet astray.
How about that for an ending? I like that. Nice mellow ending, guys. The Original Charmers. That's the name of the group. The Original Charmers. And nice version of Fools Rush In on Angletone Records in 1959. It was reissued in 1972 on Blue Sky Records. As we move right along, I got not enough time as usual. And let's go now to an unreleased recording. Recorded for Checker, August 1961, by The Vibrations. And here's their really nice version of You're Mine.
You're the only one for me. You're mine. Why I love so secret before you're mine. Oh yes, yes, you're mine. And you always be
the only girl for me,
something to me.
Are you listening? Are you really listening?
Fall in. sacrifice was worth the price. If it brought you happiness, my sacrifice meant paradise for somebody else, I guess.
I gave up your love to prove my love for you. Gave up my dreams to make your dreams come true.
My sacrifice was worth the price of a broken heart.
My sacrifice was worth the price.
Your love to prove my love for you. Gave up my dreams just to make your dreams come true.
My sacrifice was worth the price.
The price of a
yeah, oh man. An unreleased Delta Rhythm Boys cut recorded July 9th, 1945 for Decca. That's right, unreleased though. My Sacrifice, the great Delta Rhythm Boys. And before that, we heard The Twilight's on Rockin' from 1961 and Darlin', Let's Fall in Love. And I think you enjoyed the Vibrations version of Your Mind, recorded for Checker, actually. August 1961, but unreleased. So there's two unreleased things right in that set, and I got one, actually two more coming up. Well, yes and no. One, the next record is a record unreleased by the Blossoms, West Coast Blossoms, something called Yellow Moon. I don't think it came out any other way. It's on an EP on the Action Pack label, I believe early 90s. So we'll listen to that next. And right after that, a version of Sunday Kind of Love. Just going to knock your socks off. As a matter of fact, it's time to put on your body armor right now to protect yourself. Take your heart medicine. If you're driving, you have to pull over now. It's a state law in New Jersey. You cannot drive listening to the Big Beat Show. I think you know that. So let's get going right now with the Blossoms and Yellow Moon, and then a live version of Sunday Kind of Love right here, you know where, on the Big Beat Show, the Less Talk, More Music program.
Yellow Moon.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Close my eyes.
numbers. Wrapped in solid dreams I render. Oh, should I live for your love?
Live for your love.
Going to get a little bit of this in. This is to fill in a couple of minutes, and I got a killer ending for you. A bit of Crows in the background. We started off with something by the Crows, backing up Eddie Tex Curtis. And we can always play this any week, as you know.
So blue.
But I got to get out of here. And let me tell you what we heard. We heard a great version of Sunday Kind of Love. And that was by the Bon Airs at a live show in 1981. Denny Ostrom singing lead on that, so I'm going to send it out to Mike Maisley. Pretty nice, huh? And then we heard I Live For Your Love by the Do-Rays on Joy Records 1956. And it's time to get out of here. I know you listened for sound reasons. May harmony be with you. Till next time. And the last thing I can give to you today is the El Capriz on Phoebe Records, 1957. And this is called Your Star. Thanks so much for listening. Good night.
Here's your